Visiting with Northern Heights head football coach Peyton Hines here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, I know Madison, you know, was a team that was on your mind last week, especially with what they can do and their physicality. And I know the score was 48-2. But what'd you learn from that game, and what did you incorporate in practice this week?
Well, we played a very competitive team last week. Madison, as I said last week, they're physical, and we really didn't have an answer for Colton Ish in the first half. But I felt like second half I thought as a whole game we didn't lay down, and the second half we started to get them where Ish wasn't running all over us, and there was a couple times I felt like we should have had a score, and call brought it back. But if we could have got a score or two there in the second half to make it 6-30 or 12-30 or 14-30, I feel like that would have changed the outcome of the game. But as far as our effort, I thought our effort was pretty good. We did not lay down. We kept trying to get better every snap and work on winning the play. And we did win a few plays. We just didn't win near enough to keep the score in check.
So do you feel like the guys have responded in practice this week, knowing it's another good opportunity coming up here tonight?
Oh, yeah. I think as they all know, they've watched film on Yates Center all week, and I think they know they got a good shot, which sometimes worries me that we're going to take them for granted. But we've instilled in them, because Yates Center, I mean, they do have a few good players, and they got some kids faster than us that if we let out in the open, we're going to struggle with. So sometimes it worries me. Our kids watching the film, they're going to take it for granted, and I don't think that'll be the case, because I've tried to beat in their head all week that Yates Center isn't going to go down without a fight. But as far as we do have a really good chance of getting another one in the books this year tonight.
So I know, without looking ahead, what's one thing you want your guys to do here tonight? Because you're looking for win number 3 on the season.
Yeah, we're looking for a second district win, which would be a big deal from the past few years. We really want to work on getting better tonight. We got a couple kids banged up from last week, so we're hoping to get up and get some of the younger guys in and get them some reps tonight, but we got to see how it goes first.
Visiting with Northern Heights head football coach Peyton Hines here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, you're going to Yates Center tonight, and I know Yates Center is looking to snap a losing streak as well. You guys were able to snap a long losing streak earlier this season, but I know with your guys confident, knowing they're able to do some good things from what they see on film. But coach, this is a business trip, and no matter who the opponent is, it's going to be a challenge.
Yes, that is right, and that's why I've tried to get through our guys' head all week. It's a big game. It's a district game. If we win this district game, we have a week 9 game that matters. Now, week 9 will be tough if this is the last one we get, but I hope we work on getting better this week so we give ourselves a chance to be in a game next week or the week after. So the goal tonight it's the same as always, to get better this week so we're better for next week.
All right, coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight with Yates Center. I'll talk to you again next Friday.
Yep, thank you.
That is Northern Heights head football coach Peyton Hines joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Mills Tire and Equity Bank, a Country 101.7 FM.